She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Happy Friday, John Hancock.
Hey there.
How are you?
I am great. My little grandson is 1 year old today.
Nico. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Is he babbling yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. No,
I don't know what happens at certain ages.
It's all good.
Does he have teeth yet?
He's got teeth, yeah.
Really, already?
Yeah, he's got more than I do.
All right, so the Olympics end this week. What is your favorite Olympic sport here in the winters?
Hockey.
Yeah.
Although, I did watch that figure skating yesterday. Alyssa Liu.
Yeah.
Gold medalist. First time in 24 years an American won the gold medal in figure skating.
Yeah. I'd rather watch paint dry than figure skating. I think one of the scoring things for figure skating should be how well they cry at the end of their performance. Because that's all it is, right? They get out there, they dance around, they do some really incredible things.
Incredible things.
And then they go sit down and cry.
It's incredible.
Yeah. How about that end of the ladies' hockey game?
That was also
yesterday.
Incredible, yeah.
That move to score that goal was as good as anything you'll see performed by even the greatest NHL players.
Yeah. No, very. And this American team, wow. I mean, so much talent. It was exciting.
All right. I want to run a thought by you.
Bring it on.
Because this has been bothering me.
Michael
For the
Kelly,
last,
ladies and gentlemen.
Week, I've been driving from my house in the Central West End to downtown, and I often take Olive, which eventually turns into Lindell, or Lindell turns into Olive, however you want to look at it.
All right.
And along that way, there's been four different water main breaks this week.
Whoa.
Where the water is bubbling up out of the street. In fact, there's one that's still going on right now, right next to St. Louis U and the Moolah Theater. It's been bubbling for 3 days. I've never seen anybody working on it. And last week, you and I spent a little bit of time talking about data centers,
right,
and the importance of them. And there was a bill sponsored by Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer, who was saying, hey, we don't need these data centers here in the city of St. Louis. Well, I don't know if you saw the press conference yesterday where the mayor and Ann Schweitzer talked about the need for money for the water department. Listen to this.
This is a drop in the bucket. I think you're going to have to get used to a lot of water puns, as you all have been getting used to over a long time here, of what the water division needs.
So, well, what they were talking about is ARPA funds, $7 million that are being redirected
right
back to fixing what is several hundred million dollars worth of needs.
Oh, massive.
To the water department.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. Ann Schweitzer was just sitting there telling us, hey, you know, we're just going to have to get used to this. And why? Because we don't have money, right? Yet, last week, she's sponsoring a bill to stop opportunity and revenue from coming to the city of St. Louis in the face of these data centers.
Makes no sense.
I'm beginning to think that we St. Louisans are kind of dealing with a situation like an elderly grandparent. you know, for a while there, the parents able, the grandparents kind of able to take care of themselves. They need a little bit of help, right?
Yeah.
And you put in guardrails. You have somebody maybe pick them up. Somebody's going and checking on them all the time. But it is clear to me that we now need to come to the recognition that we're no longer able to take care of grandma. We've got several hundred million dollars worth of needs with our water department. We have an airport that you can't get there from here. We have all these issues, yet we're spending all this time putting up barriers that could bring opportunity. And I would say that that's kind of like the child or the grandchild who's putting their head in the sand that grandma can no longer do it on her own.
Well, and you know, you look at the lack of private sector expansion in the city. And here come the data centers. And look, we've already got, a dozen of them in
totally.
The city? And they're revenue generating. They pay property tax on each one of those units in the data center. It's a profound amount of revenue that the city desperately needs. 29% of St. Louis City is not for profit.
Right.
The real estate.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got this burgeoning industry that's going to be, you know, the dominant industry in the world soon. And they're looking at St. Louis and we're not saying, come on in.
Oh, no.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, we're putting barriers up. And, you know, we've got 14 folks who work over in that Board of Aldermen, 15 folks who work at that Board of Aldermen who will make almost $100,000. Plus, they have a staff and they come up with this kind of stuff where we're going to stop a data center, which would bring revenue to the city. And we could start to maybe address some of the water needs. We are the grandchild or the child who doesn't want to realize that we can no longer take care of mom. And we need to be seeking outside help. And by the way, not only is it maybe potentially that we would have these data centers, but maybe we need to start looking at privatization on some stuff. You know, the water in St. Louis County is provided by a private company.
Missouri American Water.
The
trash
is
check every
picked
month.
Up by private companies.
Mm-hmm.
And why we're holding on to these vestiges of the past here in St. Louis, yet at the same time trying to solve some of the future world problems to our own detriment. I mean, it just aggravated me that I sat there and listened. Somebody was telling me that I needed to get used to the fact that one of the three basic services a government should be providing, water, is something we're just going to have to get used to these geysers coming out of the streets because we don't have the money to do it. Oh, by the way, that guy who wants to bring $100 million in revenue to the city of St. Louis, no, we've stopped him from doing that. Aren't you pleased?
Yeah, I mean, that's precisely it. You know, I was with some people last night, and we got to talking about Detroit. And Detroit was a decrepit city a quarter of a century ago. I mean, like, just a wasteland almost. And today, it's thriving. And what happened there was that the state came in and they took over. And they got the finances put together. They had a lot of capital in the form of private businesses that invested heavily in the city of Detroit. And it's great today. And I do think that could happen here in St. Louis, too. But something needs to be the impetus to get that thing going.
Would it be helpful that we quit lying to each other? And quit telling each other the problem's not as bad as it is. Another story I saw in the news this week was there's a lot of controversy around the convention center because there's parking that's taking place and parking is not being enforced inside the city of St. Louis. Really? Well, not much is getting enforced anywhere. I mean, I can understand people's frustrations, but parking in front of the convention center, that's what they're worried about? That is something that a basic government service
right.
should be focused on. But, Jizo, when we put down the list of things that need to be addressed in St. Louis, like the water, you would think we are just the grandchild putting our head in the sand, realizing that trying to pretend like we can still take care of grandma. This city was built for 1 million people. It has an infrastructure for 1 million people. It has the financial requirements of 1 million people, and we have less than, 220,000 people paying into it? And when we have an opportunity to bring revenue here, we put up barriers to it.
I'm going to go get a glass of water. That's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. We'll be back after this on KMOX.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
John Hancock and Michael Kelly with the Hancock and Kelly Show. 2 weeks ago, John Hancock, you were preaching, and I went up and saw you give a sermon. It was incredible. Last week, you played the piano at another church service. So where is the Hancock religious tour this weekend?
I'm just going to be out in the pews, buddy. Out in the pews and taking it all in, yeah.
Yeah, well, you'll likely be out there in God's country, in Chesterfield, where a lot of people may have voted for Donald Trump. And one of the things they voted for him on was they didn't want to have these endless wars going on anymore. Enough of the foreign involvement. Well, you know, we've lived through quite a bit, and it appears as though we're headed to maybe a huge confrontation with Iran. How does that not turn into a war?
Well, and if recent history is any kind of indicator, it's going to be a multi-year commitment because that's what happens. And, you know, if you dislodge and look, Iran's a very malign government. It's a horrible country. They do sponsor and support and fund terrorism all around the world. They are developing, if they haven't already, nuclear capabilities. But a massive buildup that we're seeing right now from the U.S. with really little indication that our allies are with us on this. In fact, it looks like we're going it alone. You hope for the best, but it could be a very protracted, regrettable decision.
And I think one of the things that makes all of us skeptical, I think all of us see Iran as a bad actor and needs to be dealt with. But I think what makes us skeptical, it was just several months ago that we were told we annihilated their nuclear program.
Right.
We went over there and we've set it back, etc. And now there's two aircraft carriers. There's all this military that's headed there. I don't think anyone would have trouble to see what's about to happen. I would all wager that it's likely before we're on the air together next week.
Well, the president
said we'll be at war with Iran.
The president said yesterday, of course, you know, he says stuff, but he said yesterday that he's given them 15 days to reach a nuclear agreement with the U.S. And you know what? I mean, I'm not the biggest Donald Trump fan on the planet, but I mean, this could, I suppose, work. This threat of force and the, you know, extreme amount of force that we're putting into the region could drive Iran to the table to get a nuclear agreement, which would be great for the region.
You are our resident political historian here at KMOX, so I'm asking you to look into your historic past and your crystal ball for the future. This president ran and was elected sweepingly on a lot of issues that have gone south for him. As you look down the road towards the November general elections, what do you see happening to the Republican Party in terms of both the House, the Senate, and Donald Trump's ability to be able to govern with moving forward?
Well, the House is gone. The Democrats will take the House. You know, if the economy magically surged and the U.S. had a major foreign policy win, whatever it may look like in Iran, all of those things, the best case scenario, right, for the GOP, they still lose the House just because of the nature of the midterms and the makeup of the maps. And if things don't improve, particularly on the economic front, I think there is a slightly better than 50% chance the Democrats take the Senate.
We went through all this redistricting shenanigans across the country, including here in Missouri. In Missouri, where the Republicans were trying to cut out Emanuel Cleaver from that district. Is that going to happen? Are the Republicans going to win that seat, or is Emanuel Cleaver, the Democrat, going to hold on to it?
Well, I don't know that the new lines are going to hold. You know, you've got two court cases going. There's an initiative petition as well. You know, I would expect, if the new lines hold, I would expect the Republicans would take seven of the eight congressional districts.
That's it. We're Hancock and Kelly.
Chris and Amy.
You'll miss us. See you with Chris and Amy shortly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Life gets a lot easier once you start using Shipt same-day delivery. With Shipt, order from your fave national and local stores handled by shoppers who are detail-oriented and reliable. While they hand-select everything on your list, you get peace of mind and time back for anything. An extra cup of coffee, an extra hour to work out, an extra moment in your day to enjoy your way. Sound nice? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.